It's the last desperate act of a discredited industrial relations department which the public of this country who pay taxes urgently need a public inquiry into.
You are, of course, in and very high up in the AUEW, which nationally has not gone along with the toolmakers. Hugh Scannon's been asking them, telling them to go back to work. Isn't it slightly a strange position?
I ran Brother Scanlon's election campaign in this area when he stood for president. What Brother Scanlon wants to do, instead of pontificating on high with Messrs. Varley and Callaghan and Lowry and company, is to come down to these plants and meet some of the people that we have to deal with in this industrial relations department, and then he realises that the main cause of the problem in Leyland is his industrial relations department, who are causing all the problems in Leyland. The real issue is that the moment the toolmakers return to work, if they do return to work, there will be more trouble in Leyland, and the reason there will be trouble in Leyland is because the industrial relations department has a war mentality about all issues.
In what way? Can you put this a little more specifically? Surely it can't all be blamed on the industrial relations department.
In 1963, there was one industrial relations man covering the whole five plants in Oxford. Today, there's nearly 60. They've got a blind insistence that measured day work is the thing that's got to stay for us indirect workers, that they will control in corporate grades all other workers, and that's what's causing the problem. They attempt to set a policy in Birmingham that will suit every single area of the country. Leyland needs to be broken down into smaller units and plant management to give them more power to manage a place, as per the Ryder report.
What is going to happen then now if the toolmakers don't go back to work on Monday?
How this dispute will be resolved is when our national trade union leaders realise that it's the industrial relations department that's got to be brought into line and not the toolmakers. And if the industrial relations department were to give power to plant management to negotiate effectively, as the Ryder report said, I'll come back to that point, this dispute would not have arisen in the first place, because most plant managements agree the toolmakers have a just case that ought to be settled.
Presumably, from the way you've been talking, your criticisms of the industrial relations set up in Leyland, you're not optimistic. A lot is being talked about the future of the whole company. You're not optimistic.
I am not optimistic while Messrs. Whalen and Lowry remain in power. They're talking about a national level working party now. A national level working party is the last thing we need. What we need is decentralisation of power in Leyland. Ryder said that plant management should be given more power so it can negotiate effectively. With the advent of this industrial relations department, no management can settle anything at all in any plant. And that's what's needed to be done, give plant management more power to negotiate.